Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. This is episode 3, where we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of ourselves that we truly desire to become. So once again, let's go down the rabbit hole together, talk about the things that we avoid so we can live a life full of prosperity and without limitation, and unlock the potential we already have waiting to be found. Episode 2 was about becoming aware. It's about learning to recognize the habits that we have and to learn to catch them, to begin the process of changing them. As if we don't, we know we're going to continue on the same path. We're going to have the exact same outcomes and be left wondering why things haven't changed for us. And in today's episode, for episode 3, is going to be a conversation with some practical steps at the end about why, when we become aware of those habits that we have, do we still have the urge to go and do those habits? Why are we left feeling like, I've still got to do those things, even though that we're aware of them and we know that they're in our way? It's because habits aren't only in the brain, they're also in the body. So we're going to learn how to intercept that, combat it, and change it. In these practical steps that I'm going to give you, which are going to be very beneficial when it comes to building upon the last episodes, is giving you the tools to be able to rewire the feeling in your body as well as in your brain. Changing the entire programming, not just recognizing. Now we're starting to get into the deeper concepts of learning how to change the feeling within us so that we'd no longer cave to the impulses and be left disappointed that we did it again and again and again and keep that vicious cycle. We've got to be at the forefront of our brain, consciously watching our actions and our thoughts. The practical steps that I'm going to give you are about visualization, picturing, feeling the feelings that we want to feel. The best thing about our thoughts is feelings are a byproduct of our thoughts. So if you think negatively, shortly after that, you're going to feel negative. So you think negative, you feel negative, you think negative, you feel negative, and it perpetuates itself all the way until we're just having a shit day. And this is something that you do not want. Because if you've been there already, why would you continue it now that you've got these tools? This means then that we can begin practicing positive thoughts that help bring up the feeling that correlates it. We can begin practicing things that are more loving towards us, more loving towards our life, that nurture the goal. Rather than perpetuating the same old negative thoughts and feelings, we actually have the power to be able to rewire it and begin practicing the positive. Hence why I'm making this episode, so that I no longer have to repeat myself. And you can revisit this and keep practicing, because it's possible. Like I've said before, I've done this and I still do it today, because in the end, we should desire to feel amazing. We should be energized, desire to be creating our life consciously. Hence why this next step is going to be very important. So take note, practice, and see how you go. I guarantee if you really give it a good shot, you're going to find this whole new chapter in your life where you feel empowered and you feel like you're the one making the decisions rather than just the impulses that come up within you and leave you doing the exact same thing you've always done, wondering why nothing's changing. So, practical steps. We need to make time in our day, in the busy life we have already, to set aside 5 to 10 minutes a day to sit with ourselves and close our eyes and relax. That's a massive step to start. And you always have that time there. And if you don't, and you tell me you don't, look at your priorities. Look at what you can move. Figure out a way that you can sit down and do this activity. Sometimes it's first thing in the morning when you wake up. The other time could be right before you go to bed or when you're in bed about to go to sleep. It's only 5 to 10 minutes. So closing your eyes, getting yourself relaxed to begin. And then from there, what you're going to try and aim to do as your objective is to begin visualizing how you would prefer to feel. Picture it. You want to feel amazing. You want to have the life that you desire. And picture what it would feel like to be in that life. Really bring up the image in your mind. Now, once you've got these images, I want you to really tune in as hard as you possibly can and work at it. Don't just give up if you're struggling with it. Stay with it. It's called a practice to bring up that feeling. I want you to feel it. When you pair the activity of working on bringing up the feeling within you with the visualization that you have, remember, you're bringing up how it would feel to be confident, to be courageous, whatever it is for you, to live in that life, to walk in the shoes of your dream. You're bringing up how that feels to you, and you're teaching your body how it feels. Because you've got to remember, the residual feeling you have in your body of the habits now that you've recognized is because that's all your body has known, is because we've taught it that. So that means that we can teach our body a new feeling, a new habit, and a new unconscious program that we create. And I think that's fantastic. And the beautiful part is, you decide. Truly build the picture. Bring the feeling up and embrace it within you. Feel the feeling that you desire to feel. That's in alignment with the characteristics, the traits that you want to carry. You decide. You get to reprogram it. You're the programmer of yourself. So you get to be the IT guy, whatever you want to call it. The more that you do this, the more you do the activity of sitting with yourself for 5 to 10 minutes a day and truly sticking with it, you'll get so good at bringing up the feeling in your waking day as you go about. If you want to bring up that feeling, you'll be able to bring it up just with the thought itself, because your body will be so accustomed with you exercising, rehearsing and practicing these thoughts and feelings that it will be fast. At the start, it's slow. It's because if you're filled with anxiety, when was the last time you've been filled with courage and confidence and calmness within you? Exactly. So you're going to have to exercise it and practice constantly every day. But remember, it gets easier. The hard part is making time to do it. So my recommendation and insistence to you is to set aside the time. Take it seriously, especially if you're serious about your goals. And I'm assuming you are, because you're watching this and listening to me. And remember, avoiding this step, like all the others, only takes you the extremely long way around of needing to learn new lessons in different ways, and it being a much longer journey to overcome these things that we could cover fast just by going towards it and going inward, learning to feel, learning to become aware, to catch the habit. These things matter. So keep in mind, your feelings that you feel in your body are a byproduct of your thoughts. When you think a thought, you're going to get the exact match in your body as a feeling that correlates directly to the thought you were thinking. So that's why it's important to learn to teach your body and work at it, to visualize and think a certain way and to match the feeling to it, to learn to bring up that feeling. You have that ability. And the more you do that, you wire your brain and body to be coherent and in sync with each other, so you can then have that as your program that's unconscious, as your new applied habit you created. Now remember, when you begin this process, you're going against old programs that may have been there within you for years. And now we're working to change those. So they're not going to be very happy with you. They're going to want to continue living within you, and they're going to put up a fight. And how do they fight? They send other impulsive thoughts and feelings. And remember, based on episode 2, it's all about learning to be aware of what comes up that isn't in alignment with your true goal, what you truly desire. And then persistence, learning to overcome those, allowing them to just go past and not take true effect and taking it personal. Because remember, it's just your old programs working hard to keep you running those instead of the new. But our goal is over there, into the new. And we know what we need to implement. Like I said, if you lack certain characteristics and traits within you, you get to program them. You get to bring up the feeling that makes it easier to take action in certain ways and no longer is a hindrance because of a lack point within you. So, take action, work on bringing up the feeling. Sit with yourself 5 to 10 minutes a day. It doesn't take long. And the more you practice it, you'll get so good with your eyes closed, you could do it in your waking day with your eyes open just by thinking it. You'll be able to say, I want to feel calm. I want to feel at peace and be confident in my ability. And you'll be able to bring that feeling up just because you thought about it. That's what we're teaching our body. We're teaching our body to respond to our thoughts how we want them to be. Learning to teach our body first how it feels, hence the practice. 5 to 10 minutes, you got to make time. Make time for yourself to actually apply this because, and I'll say this again, and I know I repeat myself. However, I insist because I know the long way, because I took the long way where I could have taken this path straight away. I found this at the end. Don't avoid this. Take action in this way and go inward and start exercising your body's feelings. Feel the way you want to feel. And then you'll be prosperous because you've programmed your body to be in alignment with the goal. As soon as you discover your own power to be able to change these things within you, you can apply it to so many areas of your life. Financial, business, relationships, any kind of goal that requires a change within you, you can recognize, ooh, I lack this right now, no problem. I am confident because now I know how to wire that into me so that I can build the path, the characteristics, the things within me to be able to make that an easy task to venture down. So once again, remember, you can do it. Don't listen to the doubt within your mind because it's always going to be strongest at the beginning. But the thing that the doubt doesn't have is conscious will, and that is what you have. And you're going to beat it. And you're going to build this life that you can see in your mind that originally seemed impossible. And you're going to make it. You're going to create it consciously and you're going to walk that path and achieve it. You need to do that because once you see it, you're going to see you could do anything you desire. You'll learn what work ethic is because you'll be venturing it down with excitement. You won't be carrying away because of impulsive thoughts and feelings. You'll understand how all of this works because you put in the practice. So put the practice in. Make it happen for you because you're worth it and I know you can. I'm going to see you on the next episode. I'm going to dive in a little bit more into my story so you've got the background as to how I got here today and what I had to overcome. And hopefully that helps too. I hope this episode helped. And I'll see you on the next one. See you later.